Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you talking about, Jeff? Stuff's already been happening in the NBA.
Which is bizarre. there are a couple of things coming up. Next week is the NBA draft.
I know.
Just in case anybody doesn't know, it starts a week from yesterday on June 25th.
Cavs have 2 second-round picks.
And then there are 2 days of the draft because, you know, you can't have enough of taking guys nobody's ever heard of from Croatia. And then on June 30th, you can begin negotiating with free agents. So, I mean,
the legal tampering period.
It's good. It is legal tampering. It works so well in the NFL.
It's so great. Love me some legal tampering.
July 6th, they can start signing guys.
So when does the illegal tampering take place? Because in the NFL, that's what the combine.
It's already going on. Fedor is going to join us in about 17 minutes. The Browns stadium talk for Brook Park. Daryl, it's weird to me, and tell me if I have the right feel for this. It seems like it's died down like crazy, maybe because things are getting closer to reality. Is that fair? Because you're not hearing a whole lot of hype. The only thing you're seeing is Cuyahoga County people saying, okay, let's just go with it. It looks like it's going to be here. Let's figure out how to make this work.
Well, yeah, I mean, the county council is. I mean, Chris Ronayne, who's the county executive, he is still railing against it.
Yes, he is.
Mayor Justin Bibb still railing against it. Even though the Browns at one point did offer the city of Cleveland a significant amount of money to pay to demolish the existing stadium and kind of give a little kickstarter to the
lakefront development
there. But, there's a little, I don't want to say dissension in the ranks, but yeah, you're seeing county council. I think they're coming to terms with this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's,
which by the way, since it's in Cuyahoga County, congratulations. That's right. Good for you.
Right. It's,
you would think,
it's a $2+ billion private investment within the county.
Yeah.
Okay. And the way this is being constructed from a state level, and that's what's going on right now. So I can tell you that a couple of Browns officials were back in Columbus yesterday to meet with top state officials. They're doing what's called the conference committee reconciliation right now. So there are basically three budgets. There's the governor's version, there's the House version, there's the Senate version, okay? And so now you've got these three versions. They got to get in conference committee and just kind of hammer this thing out. Well, in all three versions, there is money set aside for the Browns. Now, the governor's plan...
Is there money set aside for the Bengals, out of curiosity?
I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
I don't mean to go deep in the weeds, but we're going to go deep in the weeds here for a moment. There's three competing plans, and this is the part that has to get hammered out in this conference committee. I believe the Browns are getting this $600 million in funding. That is my opinion. But my opinion is based on the governor of the state of Ohio says it's a good project, supports it, put it in his budget. The Ohio House.
Just wanting to fund it a certain way.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The Ohio House, same thing, even though it passed narrowly, but it did pass.
And wanting to fund it a certain way.
Right. And then the Senate, same thing.
Same deal.
Okay. So the governor, what he originally wanted to do was double the taxes on the gambling company.
Yeah, the companies.
Not the gamblers.
Not the gamblers, the
that
companies.
That was the misnomer that was out there. People thought, hey, I'm betting, so you're taking my winnings away from me to pay for the Browns project.
No, contraire.
No, it's the tax on the gaming company's revenue that he wanted to double. And then that that extra 20%, he wanted to create a stadium construction fund statewide so that the Browns could be taken care of. And then all
fine arts as well, part of that.
Yeah, everything can be taken. Bengals could get taken care of, Reds, all the pro teams could get, and even the minor league teams could get taken care of. However, part of the governor's plan too, Jeff, and it just wouldn't be government if there wasn't bureaucracy, right? Well, in the governor's plan, there was a, you know, like a commission would be established that you would go in front of to ask for your money and yada, yada, okay? So the House plan, they were just like, we're just going to bond $600 million for the Browns. That's how we're going to do it. Well, okay, that's a really bad idea because now you're talking limiting what you can do around the state as far as funding other stuff that's important. You're affecting the state credit rating. You're doing all kinds of other, the debt service comes out of the general fund and all that. But that's how the House chose to do it. Mm-hmm. Also, the other problem, aside from those things that I just mentioned, was, well, no one else in the state's taken care of. Now, keep in mind, the Guardians already are receiving $2 million per year for the next 15 years from the general fund for the progressive,
state general fund.
Yes, for the progressive field renovation, because the state, the county,
which, by the way,
is beautiful, the city, they all kicked in. And also the Guardians kicked in as well, and the Guardians paid for the cost overruns. And I'm here to tell you, there were a lot of cost overruns with that project that they did over there.
And okay? I don't mean to downplay $2 million, but it's not like $2 million is...
$600 million.
Right.
Okay.
An outrageous amount to maintain anything.
And trust me, there are people over
like that.
There are people over at 2401 Ontario that their eyes opened when they saw the ask and the...
I would bet.
Yeah. So then the Senate said, well, yeah, bonding, bad idea, not going to do that, not going to do the gambling tax thing with the governor. We like the idea of creating a stadium construction fund, but... Well, we have all this money that's collecting dust in this unclaimed property fund. It's almost $5 billion. What if we take the oldest of that money that's in that fund, which is around $1.7 billion, and we go through what's called an escheatment process, and that is where it becomes state property because it's unclaimed after a certain time. And I believe it's a decade. And keep in mind, that money was unclaimed for years before it even was turned into the state of Ohio as well. Mm. And they said, well, we'll come up with $1.7 billion to create this stadium construction fund from the escheatment from this unclaimed funds fund. That doesn't jeopardize if you have unclaimed. I put in a claim. I got like $46 back.
Nice job.
Yeah.
I had something similar coming back to me.
Yeah, I mean, it turned into a little PSA. Hey, you might want to go in and look and see if somebody owes you some money, right? So then they said, well, so we'll just do a performance grant for the Browns, $600 million. Then we have $1.1 billion left over because the Bengals are asking for almost $400 million. The Cincinnati Reds are exploring what they need to do to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. You've got the Columbus Blue Jackets that might need some money. We've got Gateway up here that is always needing money, right? So that solves the issue, a statewide issue. Everyone has an opportunity to get some funding there. But what they're doing with the Browns and the Senate also took a piece from the House plan was the Haslams, you're going to put $50 million in an escrow account because you gave us all these beautiful spreadsheets with tax revenue projections, right? Because that's the number one thing, you know, politicians like Chris Ronayne are arguing against is, well, the Browns' math doesn't add up, whether it is from parking revenue, tax revenue, whatever. Their math does not add up. They are lying through their teeth about what type of tax revenue this complex is going to generate, okay? So the state of Ohio is saying in these plans, well, you're going to put $50 million in an escrow account. If you do not meet the projections that you told us, we get to go into the escrow account and we get to make the balance sheet even. Okay. Now,
getting confused, Daryl.
Now, after that $50 million gets exhausted, you have to put in another $50 million. But then, after 16 years, if there's any money left in that escrow account, and it could be the full first $50 million, at plus the interest that's in that account, you get to claw that.
You get it
that,
back.
You get that money back. Yeah. So there's three different plans, and they all got to kind of put their heads together over the next week or so here to get that hammered out. But I do believe when it's all said and done, Jeff, they're going to get the funding. The question is, what is the actual construct for that funding? Will it be the Senate plan? Will it be the House plan, which I don't think it will be? I don't think they're going to do bonds. Will it be the governor's taxation plan? I don't think it's going to be that either. But again, when you have the governor, the House, and the Senate all including that project in their budgets, it stands to reason that Brook Park is going to get the funding, or the Brook Park project, rather, will get that funding, and shovels will go on the ground in the first quarter of 2026.
I was just going to ask you, time frame.
Yeah.
Construction, and stuff has already been going on that property.
Yeah.
Getting it ready for a construction project.
Yeah, the remediation. The current developer that owns the property has been remediating that site. Of course, that was the old Ford plant that was on there.
The Haslams don't own it now, but they have the option to own. Is that the deal?
So what has happened is they've exercised the purchase option agreement, and they are currently making the payments to acquire the property officially.
The lease expires after the 2028 season?
The
so
lease,
the team would have to be in the new place 2029,
right.
fall of 2029?
So a little legalese for you. The lease with the city of Cleveland for the existing stadium officially expires on February 1st, 2029.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So interesting.
So that means they'll be in the new building in August of 2029.
Unless there's an issue, in which case I can't imagine that the stadium would be available because they'd be moving on from it, you would think, right? The city would be?
Yeah.
Not going to sink any money into it and have it ready to go in the fall.
They are, until that lease expires, the city of Cleveland is required to maintain it. And there are a couple million dollars in repairs they're doing this offseason right now to take care of some issues.
Yeah. Larry's in Elyria. Larry, thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going, Jeff and Daryl? Hey, Daryl, I'll ask you a question. Jeff brought some up about the Bengals. I'm going to ask you a question about that. But yeah, the funded money, which I saw was a good idea because it doesn't affect the taxpayers or the gamblers, which you mentioned.
Right.
And that's ain't that a 16-year loan with interest on top of that? The state would make it off of that. And the thing, too, Daryl, but I want to jump beyond the Bengals. Now, once they expire, they can leave Cincinnati. But could they use the Art Modell rule on top of it, prevent them from doing that?
Yeah, well, and that is a pretty – the Art Modell rule would apply more to the Cincinnati Bengals than it does the Cleveland Browns. But again, the issue is their lease allows them to leave. And this is what I've been trying to explain to people. Even though the city of Cleveland sued the Browns in county court to have that enforced, the Browns beat them to federal court to have it ruled unconstitutional. I've talked to a lot of legal folks. No one believes that the city of Cleveland will win that lawsuit because the Browns are not breaking a lease. They will have
their lease expires.
They will have completed the lease, fulfilled the obligations of the lease, and under the Commerce Clause in the United States Constitution, you can't force a business, which let's remember, the Cleveland Browns are a business.
Absolutely.
You cannot force a business or a person to stay in a spot, if that makes sense.
Larry, thank you very much.
And I know that's like a lot of in the weeds minutia there, but it is an in the weeds minutia story.
And the entire Modell rule was not designed to keep a team from moving 12 miles to a new facility. It was
They're staying in the market too.
Exactly. That's the point.
And here's the other thing. I don't think the Bengals are going anywhere. I think that's just a little to get. Here's the problem for them, because I did talk to folks in Columbus about the Bengals situation, because Larry asks a very relevant question. And this is why what they're doing in Columbus is so important. This isn't just about the Browns, Jeff. And that's why they're just bonding the Browns $600 million, and that's that. Well, what do you do with everyone else? They're trying to come up with something so they can handle everybody else, including the Bengals. Cincinnati's problem, more so the Bengals in Hamilton County, they don't have a plan. The Browns had a plan. They presented the plan, okay? The Bengals have no real plan. They're just like, we're looking for about $385 million. And like a couple weeks ago, it was like $500 million. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they don't even have a formal submission. So that's why in this conversation they're having to come up with the construct, they're like, well, let's make it available so that when the Bengals, the Reds, and everyone else has plans, we can handle it.
Anything that comes up with the stadium, Daryl's your man. He's all over this stuff. So informed and always getting new information. So good stuff there. Chris Fedor covers the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Also joins us from time to time. He'll do that next, right here on Baskin and Phelps Game 6 NBA Finals. It could wrap up tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.